Warning, warning, warning. The content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in, this is Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth, where spirits meet skeptics and consciousness connects. Together, we expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Now, here's your host, AJ and April Mata.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Right on, right back at you. That number for you to connect with us is 321-473-4253. All you Skype users out there can type it in as one word, Spiritually Raw, if you want to connect that way. And you can also go to the site right now and chat live with us. Listen, I hope everybody had a great weekend, and I hope 11-11-11 turned out to be what it was for you. And I want to find out a little bit about that before we get in there. But co-commentating with us today, we have certified professional astrologer, transmedium, Reverend Charlene Hicks. So she's going to be helping us out, keeping us fair and balanced today. But hey, let me tell you a little bit about Charlene. She received her training in mediumship and full ordination from Camp Chesterfield in Indiana, the second oldest spiritualist seminary school in the U.S. And in 1997, she trained at the very prestigious Arthur Findlay College in England. So again,
that would be Arthur Findlay.
Excuse me.
Yes, much, much better.
So let's give Charlene a welcome to the show right on. Hey, Charlene.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Hey, remember? Hey, you know, before we get into the show, anything cool happened for you on 11/11 anticipation wise?
We did. We had a big event. My friend Reverend Dollar Fitzgerald and I. I did astrological predictions, and I did flower messages, which is stand-up clairvoyance, and she did smoke billets clairvoyance, where you precipitate on a card. Do a message from it, and then she did trance mediumship. So, and we had a burning, we saved everybody, and then on the way out, we had a drum circle. It was really incredible. We had about 27 people come for the event.
Right on. So, Charlene, I have to tell you this. So, Friday, what we did in honor of 11/11 is, you know, I mentioned to everybody, I said, you know, a friend of mine gave me a mantra, and we read that live over the air. Well, everybody, I just want to let you know, a friend of mine that gave me the mantra is Charlene. And I also want to say to you that we had somebody, Shannon, you know, who a lot of you know here, actually did the mantra and received a benefit right away out of it.
I mean,
within 24 hours. So I think that's very
cool
stuff. Hey, Charlene, can you just, for our listeners out there, can you just, from your energy, can you just share that mantra with us again?
I know, which is the age of Aquarius, something good and exciting is going to happen to me today. I can feel it. I just know it. I see myself being gifted. And it could be like free lunches, free dinners, gifts. You could think of three things you would like coming to me right now. Thanks be to God. Amen. And you need to say it in the morning when you first wake up or in your car driving to work. You need to say it out loud.
All right, everybody. Well, as we know, we got testimony that mantra works, right? Hey, Jesse, anything happened to you for 11/11, man?
Not entirely, Jay.
No. Okay.
No, sorry.
That's all right. Just checking, man. I didn't want to get an 11/11.
How about for you?
I feel stuff in the works, man. You know?
Good.
Yeah, I definitely.
Good.
Yeah, I feel like I felt like a whole energy shift. Not like the energy shift, like, you know, like as far as, you know, opening up love and light and all that stuff. But I felt, none of that. But I do feel like, you know, I feel like things are really progressing. You know what I mean?
Well, we cast some spells, so we'll see if they work.
And if you think about it, 24 hours.
Just money mantras.
Right.
Money, okay.
Yeah, some money mantras. But like Friday, right. So Friday was, and today's Monday.
I should say prosperity, excuse me.
Prosperity, right.
Prosperity mantras.
Cash mantras. Cash, all cash. Hey, so, but anyway, no, so Monday's 24 business hours, so, you know, maybe that, you know, something cool is going to happen. Yeah, right on.
The world's in our fingertips, Jay.
Yes, it is. That's what they keep telling us. That's what they keep telling us. All right, everybody, enough of that. And what do you say we start the show with our first Raw Factor?
It's time for the Raw Factor. During this segment, the guests will have the opportunity to deliver their message, showcase their personality, and share with the audience and cast why they will be a credible and entertaining source of information. Back to you. Jay.
All right, April, who's up here?
Spiritually rich and sexy Pamela Jo McQuaid. That sounds cool. Spiritually rich and sexy. Off to a good start, a woman's guide to becoming infinitely attractive. Spirituality is sexy, and you are filled with a new perception that has enabled you to break through the illusions of limitation, thus taking you to greater truth. The truth is that there is no dream too big, no mountain too high, and no star too far. Pamela Jo confronts you with your deepest fears and doubts so that you may examine how much you've actually learned. Think of this as your midterm exam, and your job is to your job is to take a wire cutter and snap off the ball and chain every foot so that you can run naked and free across the beaches of paradise.
Yahoo!
It's definitely Monday morning, huh?
Yes, it is. All right, cool. So why don't we welcome Pamela Jo to the show?
Let's run naked.
Run naked to the beaches, huh? Of paradise, of course. Hello, Pamela Jo.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, okay, so listen, do we just call you Pamela Jo, or do you have some other name?
Nope, that's great. Pamela Jo.
Okay, so we'll refer to you as Pamela Jo. Okay, so
running through the beach naked.
All right, so
I bet you like that, Jess.
Isn't that the greatest? I mean, think about yourself on the beach being that free. That's what spiritually rich and sexy is. It's being that free that you can just, man, one day I'm going to do it. I'm really going to do it.
Without getting arrested.
Is that what you do? Do you run through the beaches naked?
No, but I always use that, like when my mind goes to a certain place and I really feel like, you know what freedom is? Now that's being free, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. So, all right, well, what about this spirituality? Like, how'd you come up with something like this and tying it together? Like, what really struck a nerve for you?
Well, you know, given my experiences, and that's what I write about in my book, there are several things with experiencing, you know, adversity and struggle and all this stuff you go through. It really dawned on me that what's going on out there, and this was certainly true for me, but with a lot of women, was there is such a fear around sexuality. And, you know, I had a lot of things showing up in my life. I mean, I dealt with, you know, not just financial devastation, but cheating men and, you know, spiritually being bankrupt and all of these things. And when I started working through all of my own personal fears and blocks, and I really started getting to that, like, spirituality is fun. You know what I mean? Everyone thinks it's such a heavy thing and it's all this, you know, stuff. And it's like, you know what? It can be fun and it's hip and it's cool and let's get out there and, you know, that's why I use that metaphor, clipping off the chains and running naked across the beach and really expanding yourself into a different awareness.
All right, let me ask you this, okay? So, first of all, what was your childhood like growing up?
Okay, so my childhood, I grew up in a household, I'm from the Midwest, so I grew up in small town Iowa, and, you know, just a very Midwestern type of family, middle class. What I started dealing with at an early age was what I'm going to term now as my mother was bipolar. So a very, very chaotic household. And I learned right up front, and this took me decades later to understand this, but I had the disease to please since I was about 4 years old, meaning that because the house was so chaotic, I would do anything in my power to keep peace. So this carried over in my life, in relationships with men, in relationships everywhere.
All right, so
did I need to heal that?
Yeah, okay, that's all right. So listen, when did you have this breakthrough?
So I started going through major adversity, and this went on through about the age of 30. And it was about the age of 30 to 35 where I started having this spiritual awakening. Now, I can tell you, I was very tuned into this when I was little. And what happened with me, when you go to school and you start understanding it's not really normal to, you know, have angels sitting there talking to you. So I shut it down and I got through school and all of that. So I've always had that blessing where I was very in tune with, you know, different spirit guides and whatnot. And so I ignored my guidance. And I'm always the first to say your job is you and you never ignore your guidance, because anytime you do that, it never turns out good, which was the story of my life. So I had to start learning to take my power back and trust myself.
All right. So what are you? Are you a psychic? Are you a coach? What are you?
Okay, so I'm an author, and I'm a paid speaker, so I speak and a lot, and as well as, yes, I've done a ton of coaching. I mean, I have a lot of healing credentials behind me, and I help people, but it's in kind of a different way. It's really in a format of coaching, but you're also getting a lot of energy work from me.
All right, so listen, do the most people, or the most of your clients, or the people you're reaching out to, is it more of a female base, or both?
Both.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. It really is. It's pretty equal, half and half.
What exactly do you do for them? Like, take me through a session.
She runs them to the beach.
Yeah, so I sit with people, and in the first consult session, it's gathering information. So I would say that really the gist of my gifts are I can get to it pretty quickly. So when people are talking to me, because I always take them back to their childhood, what was going on, and why are they calling me? What's going on that they feel like they need help? So I zone into that, and you know, I can see into people's chakra systems, and I can get right to what the fears are, what the blocks are, you know, and I can narrow in and zone in very quickly. And so it works differently with people, meaning I have a lot of exercises that I give people to do, but right there on the call as I start getting information, because, you know, whether you want to call it psychic or what, I'm basically a psychic healer. So I get tons of information about people.
All right, let me ask you this, though. So when one calls you, are they looking to be spiritually sexy? I mean, you know, what's the theme behind this? Are they like, is it a sexual breakthrough for them? I mean, what's it about?
You know, the people that typically come to me, they're looking for breakthroughs in every area. And so, see, that's part of what my deal was. I get people that come to me for financial, where they're really struggling where they're at, or they feel like they're not achieving, you know, where they need to be. Their marriage is breaking up. Their career is blowing up. I mean, I sort of get the people that are really out there searching.
So,
you know, why is my life falling apart?
Okay, so in your life, what happened that, okay, what was the transition point that you went from, like, used to being this way and now you're, were you, like, did you all of a sudden come into great wealth? Did you all of a sudden have a major awakening? Did you have a great...
Oh, yeah. So, you know, this is the thing. I have experienced the extreme. I mean, so as one person typically has something going on, it can be in one area of your life. I was having everything go on all at one time for about 2 decades. So I have definitely walked a path that has been very rigorous. I almost committed suicide at one point.
Listen, hold that thought for me. We got to take a quick break, everybody. We'll be right back. Have Pamela finish up her statements, and I want to get some vibes here from our co-commentator, too. So we will be right back.
Loyalty. Travel back in time to the first earth where future began, where good first confronted evil.
Join Acellus, the first angelic being created by God, as he chronicles the untold story of the Jack of Diamonds and the Lady Justice.
A love that burns throughout the ages.
The Legend of Justice and Diamonds, a spiritual fantasy by Lewis F. Hemsey.
Available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. With Nick Bunick as you read his extraordinary and profound channel messages in Time for Truth. Going back 2,000 years, learn when and how the 4th century church distorted the original messages of Jesus and Paul. How messages of love were tainted to create fear, words of compassion manipulated to instill feelings of guilt, parables meant to unify, only misuse causing division. You will be provided absolute proof that reincarnation is a reality. Set aside your conscious mind and communicate with your soul mind. Purchase your copy of Time for Truth today. Go to Amazon.com or NickBunick.org. And tired of reacting to life but don't know what to do? Reclaim the magic in your life today. Dr. Alice Chan will guide and inspire you to control your destiny and live life with all the joy, passion, and fulfillment that belongs to you. Reach your dreams and become a conscious creator in your life. Go to DrAliceChan.com. That's DrAliceChan.com.
Is this the fulfillment?
We want to move out of the pit out!
Of ancient prophetic texts.
What about the weird weather anomalies?
Hundreds of cars were entombed in snow.
The magnetic pole has shifted.
Magnetic north is moving.
There are those who say that something has happened to the moon. The moon looks funny. The moon looks out of place. The moon has shifted. The moon doesn't look the way it's always looked to me. Why is it that an earthquake occurs almost on a weekly basis? What about the tens of thousands of birds falling from the sky? Are we looking at extraterrestrial disclosure? Again, is it business as usual? Is this normal?
Pick up your copy of Watchers 2, Signs in the Heavens and Earth by going to www.lamarzulli.net. This may be the most important video you'll ever see.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now more ass.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw, Spiritually Rich and Sexy with Pamela Jo McQuaid. All right, so listen, you went to commit suicide, then what happened?
Okay, so you'd think that would be the ultimate bottoming out for me. It wasn't. But I did realize in that moment that I was not supposed to be living my life this way. What happened was years later, where I'm going to say I was in hibernation, meaning you heard me say earlier in the show, as a young child, and I can see that at this time, you know, that wasn't, I was so connected. I mean, I was recalling past lifetimes when I was 3 and 4 years old. So I was very connected into my master teachers and my angelic realm and all of that when I was very little. Well, so I went into hibernation, and that's where all of the journey of adversity and struggle began. So it was about the age of 35, the time when I was pregnant with my first child, where I started reawakening is what I'm going to say, where I really, my life is what you're going to term is a very mystical life. So I'm very guided and I have a very clear connection. And I've always, I'm going to say it this way, what I really help people do is start unlearning what society is teaching us.
All right, let me,
because what you need to know is what you have within yourself.
Okay. Listen, let me ask you this. So you got
that's definitely true.
You got a provocative title, Spiritually Rich and Sexy. Are you spiritually rich and sexy?
Absolutely, you know, and it's like I wasn't always, and that's the whole point of the title. It's I didn't own my power, and people fear sexuality and all of these things that go on in society, and it's like sexy isn't a bad thing. Sexy is a freedom thing for women to fully own their power and their femininity.
And that's using their sexuality. from your perspective?
Using spirituality to become free so that you no longer fear anything and you can live your truth.
Okay, Charlene, over to you on this one. Some comments regarding Pamela Jo McQuaid. So she had, at 30 to 35, she had her awakening. She mentioned that you can term her life as a mystical life and also a psychic healer. Now, let me ask you this, Charlene. What she's saying there, is this an important element for us to take on? Is it necessary to go through what she has gone through and awaken people in that manner?
Each person's different. Some people, I call it the point of illumination. And it shows up in your astrological chart, whether you get an early start in life, you realize who you are and why you're here, or a late start in life. Like Colonel Sanders was 65 before he ever discovered the 11 herbs and spices, and he pretty much retired and was collecting Social Security when he came upon the magical elixir of life. So for her, it was 35. It's different for each person. But there is an epiphany, and I call it point of illumination in the astrological chart.
Okay. Do you feel like she has that epiphany? Oh, she's had that epiphany in her life?
Well, yeah, because she feels it's a 180 from where she started out, because now she's opened up to people, and she's helping people and helping them understand where she came from and helping them gain greater insight. You know, if it doesn't happen at 452, doesn't mean it can't happen at 652, because growing up, there are so many conditions put upon us about what we're expected to do, and we spend most of our life trying to make everybody else happy and realize that the only person you can make happy is yourself.
Right,
and then you begin to seek out questions or information or study or find a teacher, and then the journey begins.
Pamela, let me ask you this. Why do you think spirituality and sex together has had such a negative connotation?
Well, because you've got society, again, out there where there's a lot of sex, you know, porn and different things out there that are helping women to feel like, you know, they're insignificant and worthless. And, you know, and I'm not judging any of that. I think that serves a very valuable purpose. But rather than really saying, you know what, when I find my inner beauty and richness and I have this glow and I feel truly free, man, is there anything out there sexier than that? And it's not a way of dressing, it's a way of being.
All right, do you have a large porn collection?
No, I do not.
All right, just checking. You brought it up. Okay, let's go to the phone lines here. Jess, someone on the line?
Area code 828. You are now live.
Maybe not. Okay. All right, everybody. Wow. Okay. So we got this, your spirituality and sexy here. What are your steps here to arrive to heaven? Like, how do we create heaven here?
Okay, so heaven is this, and each chapter in my book is one of the steps. This is not hard stuff, but it's stuff people are really learning now. One step, it's about meditation, really going within yourself. You keep hearing me say, the common denominator is you. To go within yourself, you have all the answers. You cannot allow any person, anything you're learning to tell you which way to move. It's all in your heart. So there are three basic steps I talk about. Raising your consciousness, cleansing and healing your body, and filling your heart with love. And that's through prayer, meditation, healing work, gratitude, you know, just easy steps that people have forgotten to take in their lives.
All right, okay, let me ask you this. Do you really feel, though, that, and again, you know, there's a lot of people that say, you know, you want to abstain from sex to have, you know, a greater spiritual life, and then there's those that, you know, actually say sex is important. You know, is sex really the route to get to where you want to be and connect to a divine source or experiencing your sexuality?
You know, it's all about being within yourself. And again, it's about what consciousness you're at. Because the thing is, if you see all these people, they're going out there, they're having sex with lots of partners and whatnot. There's no fulfillment in that. Is that really sacred? When you find the sacred place within yourself and you can find like-minded and you're attracting a like-minded partner who's loving and kind and compassionate and in that same sacred space, I mean, sex can be incredible. But if you're trying to fill a void, it's never going to happen through sex or through, you know, this is where people have addictions. They think that's going to help them feel love. The love is within you. You've got to find it first.
How do you help someone break the illusions of limitations?
Well, when you start really digging into what are the fears that people are encountering, and it's showing up in your life. I mean, it's simple to see. It's like, where's your life going wrong? Why are you not happy? What areas of your life would you like to be improved? There's always signs. So they're pointing the way. So you start with that. Where am I unhappy, and where is my life not working? And you start working towards that. And oftentimes, what you're really getting to, I mean, 95% of the time, it goes right back to self-love. But it shows up in people's lives in different ways.
All right, 95% it goes back to self-love.
She hit the nail on the head on that one.
You think so? Do you think, April, that spirituality and sexy go hand in hand?
I absolutely do.
Yeah, like how?
Well, lots of different ways. I mean, it depends on how you define both of them. But I think being spiritual is very sexy. When you have that higher connection, when you're at that higher level of consciousness, that, to me, is a very sexy attribute.
All right, right on, everybody. Okay, so that is Pamela Jo McQuaid. If you want to vote for her and hear more about being spiritually rich and sexy, all you got to do is go to the Raw Factor tab and vote. Pamela Jo, thanks for being on the airwaves with us. And we'll
be
right back
so much.
With our featured guest when we come back from break.
To know the truth about the universe, we must look to the governing laws already proven, the laws that have been tested, that are scientifically researched and cannot be altered by mysticism alone. Avoid beating around the proverbial burning bush. Leave behind those half-truths in which humans make up as they go along. Rediscover the correct origins of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Forget those outrageous stories binding you in fear. Break free from intimidation, brainwashing, and mind control. Learn the facts. Purchase United Nations state-sponsored genocide with the opening of the Seven Seals today. Go to spirituallyraw.com and click the corresponding banner.
Before Adam and Eve. Who are the pre-Adamites? Learn about a kingdom that speaks to you from beyond time. Go on the adventure of your life, an epic journey you will not forget. The Kingdom of Saguenay. Order the Kingdom of Saguenay today. Go to www.thekingdomofsaguenay.net or spirituallyraw.com.
Time to read on being God. God, 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 God. Carl Bozeman wrote a book on being God. Buy it now at Amazon.com. God, 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 God.
Purchase your copy of On Being God at spiritual-intuitions.com.
Planetary alert. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A report to your local implant center. all citizens whose last names begin with the letter A report to your local implant center. Failure to comply will result in having your utilities shut off and a warrant issued for your arrest for terroristic resistance. Welcome to the new age of Lucifer and have a blessed day.
Coming of Antichrist is near. Who will force a Luciferic order upon the world and lead a second Holocaust? Learn how to escape 666 and the horror to come at www.satansrapture.com. Warning, this site is banned by Christianity and its churches.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass whipping.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Right on, right on, right on. All right, let's talk about our special guest today.
I would love to. The beautiful Dr. Nikki Instone, to live an incredible life, a simple guide to using your thoughts and feelings to create the life you want. A unique blend of psychological and spiritual understandings, allowing for the immediate application to everyone for every situation. You will be shown simple steps to make choices and changes that will enhance your life experience. From this, you can create the opportunity to define and manifest your own incredible life. She's helped over thousands of clients. 70% of her clients resolve their issues within an average of 7 sessions, which I think is pretty astounding. Dr. Nikki also earned her PhD in clinical psychology from Ohio University. Currently, she has a private practice and offers presentations and seminars on various topics.
All right, Dr. Nikki, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, and by the way, she wants to talk about peace and chocolate today.
Oh, yeah, she wants to talk about peace and chocolate?
Oh, yes.
Right on.
Yes, Monday morning's a good day for chocolate.
Okay, Monday morning.
Every day, my dear.
All right,
true, true.
Okay, well, so let's talk about peace and chocolate. How do they go together?
Well,
a piece of chocolate
I
on a graham
cracker. I had a friend who was in a lot of pain, and then he called me and he asked me to send him some Reiki. So I sent him some Reiki, and he texted me later and said he was feeling at peace, and then his next text said, oh, and I'm eating chocolate. Oh, what a great combination. Peace and quiet to me sounds a little bit boring.
But peace and chocolate.
So I'm thinking peace and chocolate.
Right on, right on.
Pardon me?
Does it hit a different nerve or something in your brain?
I think the endorphins kick in when you get the chocolate going.
Yeah.
So wait, I want to just make sure I understood what you said. Are you suggesting that when you do Reiki on people, your clients should eat chocolate at the same time?
I think everybody should be eating chocolate.
Yeah, going out on a limb there.
Do you work for a chocolate conglomerate?
Yeah, really. Right. Is there a brand you
Charlie
specifically
work for? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. She works for Willy Wonka.
I'll have to get a sponsor from Hershey.
No kidding. I know. Wait till they pay you before you throw out the name.
Cadbury. It's a much finer chocolate.
Cadbury. Oh, yeah.
All right. So listen, how do you, you know, again, Dr. Nick, you know, you were on here before. And, you know, how do you go about blending the psychological and spiritual understandings together?
Well, when I first went to graduate school, I wasn't into the Reiki and spiritual pursuit. I was pretty much an atheist at that point in my life. And as I was working with clients over the years, I got into Reiki and started to meditate, sort of moved in Taoism and kind of came back to God. And so it's been an interesting process over the years to find how do I blend the two together. And so when talking with a client, I can use all of the things I was taught in school, but it was missing something. So to pull in that spiritual piece, a lot of people were missing purpose in their life. On the surface, their life was great. They had a great husband, a wonderful house, healthy kids, blah, 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 but they felt depressed and lonely or empty inside. So what I ended up having to do was find how do I blend those two together? And I don't force my spiritual beliefs on other people, but kind of find where theirs are, see where they trip themselves up, and tweak that just a little bit.
Is Reiki as effective if you do it remotely as to when you do it in person with someone?
I have found it to be equally effective. Some people like the experience of feeling it right there, and I think they're more aware of what part of their body is tingling or releasing or feeling hot or cold. But I've done it over a distance many times and had some really nice results. I send Reiki to my dad. He suffers from diabetes. He's got problems with one of his kidneys. had some prostate issues, and so my mom would call me and I'd send him some Reiki, and then his test results would come back better than they had before. So wasn't we seen an impact.
Was it type 2 diabetes or insulin?
Yes, type 2, yeah.
Does he still take the medication?
He's on Diabeta, I think, just a medicine. He doesn't do the insulin shots.
Is it because of all the chocolate you keep telling him to take?
I haven't sent him chocolate. I'll have to try that.
So what really, help me to understand, what is Reiki for? Is it to help someone get off medications? Is it help someone who has arthritis? Is it help to give someone mental clarity? Really, what is the point of Reiki? Because I really don't get it.
The best way I can describe it is basically I channel the energy from the universe and transfer it to the receiver, who helps them relax. And when their body's in a relaxed state, then their naturally healing process can happen. And one of my favorite Reiki experiences was I had a client in my office who had a series of depressive episodes to the point where she had a couple suicide attempts, and she could feel that it was coming on. And so I had her in my office, and I was sending her Reiki from my chair. And as I closed my eyes, I could see like this black ball in her chest. And so as I sent her Reiki to me, it looked like it popped.
Mm.
And all these little bubbles of this black just kind of floated up out of the top of her head.
So
when I asked her what her experience was, she actually felt the pop in her chest. And we actually averted her depression getting worse.
Got it. So it's more for emotional healing than physical healing, correct?
I think it can be used for either. It really depends on what the intention is.
Give me a visual, Dr. Nikki. So let's say I'm on the phone or someone's on the phone with you and they're talking to you about whatever. I mean, what do you do? Do you like put them on speakerphone and do you just like kind of put your hands out? Like give us a visual of what does that even look like?
When I send Reiki over distance?
Yeah.
All I have to do is have the intention and make the energetic link between me and the person. I don't have to have them on the phone. They don't have to be in front of me. They have to just request it or allow it to come.
Okay, so that the person on the other side, whether they're in front of you, whether they're on the phone, they have to be a willing participant, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you just can't be like, okay, I'm sending you Reiki today just because you're a pain in my ass and I hope this helps you. You can't just do that, right?
I can do that.
I can,
and their soul may or may not accept it.
Gotcha, okay. But if they willingly come to you and say, okay, look, I'm ready for this Reiki session or Reiki healing, then, you know, like, okay, so now you connect them with their energy. Just do you say like a prayer or mantra? Like, what happens?
Yeah, I do like a prayer, and I can use the Reiki symbols to actually make an energetic link.
So how do you really help people shed all the BS that holds them back from moving forward and having the ultimate incredible life?
Right. Well, what I do is we have to look at where are they stuck. And a lot of people get stuck on their own thinking, on some beliefs that they hold. And so we have to kind of find specifically for them what that stuck point is and why they're stuck there and what purpose it serves for them to be stuck there. And then we say, okay, if this is the purpose of this belief or this thought process, then how can we meet that purpose in a different way that's more effective and constructive? And then they just make a shift. And then they can kind of move around that stuck point.
What seems to be the theme in your practice and you find maybe with your other peers too that people are coming to you for?
Pardon me, ask that again?
What's like the theme? Like, is there a common denominator of what they're coming to you for? Like, maybe are they coming to you for a relationship? Is it money issues? Is it, you know what I mean? Is it physical? Is there a theme, you know, that you're finding most people come to you for?
I have a lot of clients who struggle with depression and anxiety. And most of it is based in either they're lacking purpose in their life or their relationship sucks. And a lot of people in bad relationships are afraid to leave, or it's such a big decision and they stay too long, or they just don't have the skills to work through the issues. So I work a lot on that level.
So now, do you also, because you're a medical doctor, correct? I mean, you can write prescriptions?
PhD in psychology.
So do you ever, like, what is your feeling towards, over the, like, antidepressant medications in conjunction with your sessions? Is that a taboo, or do you suggest something like that, or do you have them try to work it out just naturally?
Well, I'm not a big pill pusher. So I like to see people work through it themselves without it. When they come into my office for the first session, and if they're just absolutely miserable and could barely even make it into the session or to work, then I would support them in seeking medication. And usually I tell them like a 6 to 12 month trial so that it kind of opens them up so we can do the work that we need to do.
Now, how do you, like, I know you were referencing these peace and chocolate moments, but how, what exactly do you mean? How does that happen to have these peace and chocolate moments?
You give somebody a piece of chocolate and you have them sit there with no music or no TV on. It's right?
Well, like in a relationship, if I don't have my own peace and I'm not standing on my own 2 feet and I get in a relationship and I lean on that other person to make me happy, then the other person leaves, I land on my keister. So if instead I already have that inner peace and I'm standing solid in myself, then that person becomes my chocolate. That person becomes a bonus that I just get to enjoy. I'm not relying on it to make me happy, but it kind of takes me a little bit over the top. I'm already happy, and then this becomes that little extra.
So, okay. So, listen. So, essentially, what you're trying to do is help them shift their thought patterns or where they're at. So, if they're in a peaceful place and they bite into a piece of chocolate. So similarly, could they just like maybe like stub their toe and would that change their, you know what I mean? Like just as anything to get them out of their current state?
Whatever it takes to get them out of their current state.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, all right.
Just to change their physiology.
All right, right on, everybody. Listen, we're going to take a quick break and we get back. We're going to get our comments here from our psychic commentator, Charlene, and more with Dr. Nikki when we come back.
Popped into your life and asked you to help save him and all the other angels in the city from the illustrious Lucifer.
Join the courageous Sam Wilson as he saves the angels and the city from their demonic demise. Read and learn how mankind rocks.
Mythological Sam, The Call by Kathleen Pickering. Available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com.
Seconds saves lives. Save a life. You alerted? YouAlerted.com. Of Oklahoma. Explore the paranormal history of Oklahoma through ghost stories and legends and through the eyes of a renowned paranormal team. Have drinks with outlaw ghosts in an old saloon and tip your hat to the lady spirits upstairs in the bordello. Follow the Civil War outlaws, John Wilkes Booth, Wild West shows, and historic Route 66. Haunted Oklahoma awaits you. Get your copy of Ghosts and Legends of Oklahoma today by visiting MikeRicksecker.com or SpirituallyRaw.com.
CIA, MIA, South Central. Hey. Read the background.
Yeah, yeah.
A novel by Carl. Carmichael Wolf. Try to crack that gangsta code.
Crack and speed or WMD. Crack and speed or WMD.
Yeah, yeah. Sophia had no choice. Her son David, only 5, had to leave Inglewood and move east side. Now they're in the hood, just trying to survive. Live a day as a bloom and try not to die. That was taken too soon, and now David can't play in the playground. No more happy in seesaw.
The playground.
We're breaking the law.
Sandbox is full of rocks.
Yo, it's Damu and his crew. Oh, we better act straight. It's 1981 and you are already late. Now, old man Gray and the senator knew that East LA will spit you out too.
The CIA is assassinating the black community using sophisticated robotics and crack cocaine as bio warfare.
Crack, crack, crack cocaine on every block.
CIA delivers rock around the clock.
Visit Carmichael Wolf, the eclectic novice.com or Amazon.com.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass whipping.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Charlene, I want to ask you this. Can people really have breakthroughs? Can they really manifest what they want out of life? Or are there astrological components here that are in play? So, for example, you know, if someone's feeling depressed, is that just maybe in their charts and they got to deal with it till the next cycle comes through? Or do they really, or do we really all have the ability to have that breakthrough?
I feel like we all have the ability to have that breakthrough. It's sometimes genetics. You know, people are born like bipolar or have issues, and that comes up at different points in their life. I've seen a lot of my people I know that were bipolar didn't have really any major symptoms until they got into their mid-30s, and then they were like point of psychotic break kind of thing. So it varies, but in the chart, there are certain times in your life, like when the planet Saturn hits major points on the angles of the chart, the people go through a really difficult time. If they haven't mastered something well, then Saturn definitely tests you. It can give it or take it away. You could end up, if you hadn't managed your money well, you can end up losing your home or having to get a smaller place to live or some kind of upheaval of that nature. And it will show up in the chart at birth. Those tendencies are there and how well you understand what's going on, you know, how to put your best foot forward. And some people just don't know. And it plays out exactly as it's, you know, forecast in the chart.
But you do have the ability to, regardless of such, so someone can, if they, even if they're going through that, they do have the ability, from your opinion, that they can still manifest something.
They can change it.
Okay. All right. Dr. Nikki, how do you go about, like, what steps do you tell people? Because that seems to be the proverbial question, like, well, how do I manifest it? Do I say it? Do I verbalize it? Do I, you know, what are your steps that you tell your clients?
For manifesting?
Yep.
Well, sometimes people don't even know what they want. So a lot of times I spend time helping them figure out what they want and gain some clarity there. And then to ask, and I think to say it, to think it, I like to write it out. I think that when you write it, you're more focused on it than when you just say it or think it. So sometimes I'll fill a whole piece of paper with whatever my mantra for the day is and just write it out over and over and over again to kind of help get that into a deeper place in my inside of me.
Go finish, please.
Well, and also, when you look at the image of what's firing in your brain, when you imagine being at the beach versus when you actually are at the beach, the brain fires the same. So your physical brain doesn't know the difference between you really experiencing something and when you're imagining it. So you can use that to your advantage and do visualization and meditation and that type of work to help draw to you what you're wanting, because your brain doesn't know that you didn't really experience it.
Now that's interesting. I've never heard that before. So you're saying if you visualize yourself lying in Tahiti, your brain does not actually... know the difference between whether you're physically there or not.
Your physical brain fires the same.
That's interesting.
That's exactly there.
Huh.
So if I'm visualizing myself driving in a car, and it, I visualize it enough times, is it just start to happen, or like how does that shift happen there? Like is there some, you know, like there's people that are saying, okay, well, if you visualize something for 17 minutes, or if you think about something for this many minutes, I mean, is there any real science to how long something
takes? I don't know if there's like a magic seconds or minutes or whatever, but there was a study with astronauts where they had glasses that made everything look upside down. So to eat cereal, they saw it above them, but they had to reach below, and so they had to retrain their brain on which way to reach, and after 30 days, they were able to do it. So that might have some impact on, maybe 30 days is the magic number. But once your brain logs onto this as a truth, then it's going to start to, at a subconscious level, figure out what it needs to do to make that happen, because it doesn't like that conflict. Where I'm imagining having $1 million, but when I look at my checking account, there's $14.02. And so at a subconscious level, it starts to spin to solve that dichotomy.
Is there any...
So the subconscious mind, is that like the... I don't want to use the word reality. You know, is that like your reality check?
The subconscious mind... Well, I don't know how to describe it as a reality check. Our conscious mind is just a bunch of chatter. It's just always thinking about stuff and spinning things. And the subconscious mind, I think, has a deeper understanding of reality and maybe can make those two come together and make more sense.
Are the dreams an example? Are dreams an example of our subconscious mind?
I think dreams are a combination of working through issues, maybe getting messages from a spiritual perspective, if you believe in such things, and also just some random firing of the synapses, which I think is why they end up being kind of crazy. But like last night, I had a journey dream that lasted all night. And throughout the whole thing, it was, oh, now I have to travel from here to there, and there are these obstacles. And so does that reflect my life right now? Yes, it probably does. And I am on this journey and this transition in my life, and my dream was processing and sorting through that.
Charlene, what's your thought on dreams? Are they anything to do with our subconscious mind, or are they just, you know, I mean, what are they even?
A bunch of googly gob?
Yeah, they're just a bunch of googly gob. Are we going to different places?
No, you get there's several different sectors to that. One, I believe that at night when we go to sleep, we go to a higher plane of learning, and that we are learning. We never sleep; our body sleeps, but we're always learning new information. So there are different kind of dreams. There are prophetic dreams, and the ones that wake you up in the middle of the night about 3:30 or 4, those usually come true. The ones I've had that wake me up, Spirit wants me to remember it, and it comes to pass. Then there's venting dreams, where we're frustrated about something, and when we go to sleep, we find ourselves being chased by someone or trying to escape something. There's different kinds of dreams that we have. But there are ones that, the ones that wake you up in the middle of the night, usually those are the ones that come to pass.
You had a dream that woke you up in the middle of the night.
When?
Remember last night, you're like, I mean, I think it was probably like 3 o'clock in the morning, like, I just had a dream that we were...
Oh, yeah. I had a really cool, we were, but I can't share that one. But we had another dream.
The other one, Jay.
The other one, all right. Okay, anyway, no, I had a dream that we were running a magic school.
Yeah.
It was totally cool, and it was like a real movie. You know what I mean? And
was it like Hogwarts?
It was very cool. It was just like we were running a magic school, and we were just checking in on the students and their different things, and, you know, they were all doing this really cool stuff. But I'm not a big, like, Harry Potter person or anything like that. You know what I mean? I've seen it, but it's like, all of a sudden, I'm like, where's this coming from? Charlene, where's that coming from?
Well, Harry Potter was on all weekend long. I watched him every single day.
That's so true, he was.
That could be part of it, Jay. You just don't want to admit it, but... I think that it has to do with you bringing groups of people together, and it's kind of magical because all the people you have on the show have very unique backgrounds, and what you're talking about, their magic in their life, and so you kind of bring it. That's kind of a dual purpose right there.
Yeah, and you know what? She hit the nail on the head. You are so a Harry Potter fan.
Me?
Yeah, you watch it every time it's on. You always like, come on, Alex, let's watch Harry Potter.
Well, I watch it with him
again, Dad.
Which Harry Potter's on tonight?
Well, there's like 30 of them, and I was, you know what I mean? I was just asking him because he's 9 years old.
She called you on the carpet.
Whatever. All right, listen, Dr. Nikki and Stone, let's take the topic off me. You got another book that's coming up, right? What was your inspiration for that?
My book?
Yeah.
To Live an Incredible Life?
Yeah.
What I discovered was all of my clients, from teenagers up to 50, 60, 70 years old, I was teaching them all the same thing. And it was nothing that I ever learned at school or my parents ever taught me. And so I put it together in a book so that I could help more people than what I can see in my office. And it's a mixture of working through those faulty thinking processes, releasing those beliefs that trip us up, and aligning it with love and purpose and creating that incredible life.
All right on, everybody. To Live an Incredible Life with Dr. Nikki Instone. And by the way, you can check her out. Dr. Nikki, what's your website?
DrInstone.com.
DrInstone.com. And you can also, when you give your donation to Spiritually Raw Foundation, you can also get a free copy of To Live an Incredible Life. So check it out on there. It's a great stuff there. Dr. Nikki, thanks for being on the airwaves with us.
Thank
it's always
you.
Good. And
thank
also, too.
What about Charlene's
yeah, I was
going to
say,
Jay?
I'm going to give her one right now. You got to let me just say
all
it.
All right,
though.
Go ahead.
Can I say it now?
No, go. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And also, too, if you'd like to connect with Reverend Charlene Hicks, as you can tell, and as we got testimonies
she
on.
She called Jay right on the carpet.
Well, and she also gave us a magic mantra that came true for some people, and hopefully it'll come true for you if you use it. And you'd like to check her out at CharleneHicks.com. Again, that's CharleneHicks.com.
I love when people call you on the carpet.
What?
I said I love when people call you on the carpet.
Well, whatever. All right, listen, everybody, we hope you enjoyed it because we did on that end, and well, this end, and we'll see you tomorrow, right?
And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most important, may all your dreams come true. Many, many blessings.
Got to be true to myself. Got to be true.